This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I don't know what you think of when you think of the word repentance. Many people today think of repentance as some archaic, old-fashioned, out-of-date word that was used in the last century or even before. Repentance is a good biblical word that means to turn 180 degrees. We're in 2 Corinthians 7, looking at godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. There's a difference. We talk about both today on Cross Hope. This is part two of a message on repentance. I want to talk about the two kinds of sorrow, first of all. What is worldly sorrow? Can I put it bluntly to you? It's where you're sorry you got caught. You're sorry somebody found out about the deal. You're sorry somebody figured it out at work what you were doing that was wrong or maybe even illegal. You're sorry about what has happened in your life, or you're sorry for the consequences of what you set in motion, but you're not really sorry for what you did. You're sorry because you got caught, or you're sorry because of the consequences. That is worldly sorrow. I got news to tell you where that leads. Death. Paul said worldly sorrow leads to death. Spiritual death is what he's talking about. But godly sorrow leads to repentance that leads to salvation. What's godly sorrow? Godly sorrow is when you're sorry ultimately because you know that sin put Christ on the cross. Godly sorrow is that you're sorry that you wounded the Father. Every sin is a wound against the Father. I hope you know that. You didn't just sin against your wife or your husband. You didn't just sin against your parents. You didn't just sin against your kids. We sin against the Father, and that is the most spiritual moment in a man or woman's life, in my opinion, is when they're alone, when you're driving down the freeway, you're up at 3 a.m, doesn't matter, and you recognize this. I have sinned against God. That is a holy Kodak moment. When you recognize that there's godly sorrow in your life, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and no regret. No regret. You know, I've talked about this before. We live in a culture that laughs at sin. You can try this experiment this week. Watch any situational comedy and you'll see a comedy, perhaps. Give you some examples. I've seen these where somebody comes home dead drunk or high on drugs. And you know what people are doing? You hear a laugh track. People are laughing because he's stumbling home drunk or she's stumbling home drunk. And I've always said this, it's not funny if it's your dad. It's not funny if it's your mom. It's not funny if it's your wife or your husband or one of your kids. It's not funny. Why? Sin loses its sense of humor when it involves someone you love. Sin loses its sense of humor when it involves someone you love. I've seen situation comedies, and so have you, where a husband is so stupid that he doesn't see that his wife is having an affair. The wife is so stupid, she doesn't see it. And all that's couched around it is the humor around that. And everybody's laughing, and you hear the laugh track, as I mentioned earlier. And it's funny. And again, it ain't funny if it's your spouse. It's not funny if it's somebody you know and love. Why? Because sin loses its sense of humor when it involves someone you know, and ultimately sin has lost its humor with God the Father, who sent his Son to die on a cross for your sin and mine. God never laughs at sin. Why? Put his Son on the cross. You'll never hear an example of Jesus laughing at a situation comedy about sin. Why? Because sin put him on the cross. And that's what it means to have godly sorrow, to recognize what sin does. It's a wound against the Father. Well, we'll continue this message on the subject of a place called repentance tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.